2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, it's really common in business to talk about the products, the services, the what we actually do, rather than really perhaps why we do it and why we actually go down that road of offering something and saying, well, this is actually the solution. Bella's just got back from a conference. Now, she's been selling Arborne products for a great number of years, very successfully. She suddenly realized she's doing it all wrong. Bella, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Well, let's get the Arborne stuff out of the way. Sure. What is Arborne? We hear it about, but what actually is it?
So Arborne is a health and wellness company. We offer pure, safe, beneficial products that have a Swiss heritage, and we cover nutrition, skincare, and cosmetics primarily. We have over 300 products in our range.
So when you start talking about something like that, somebody of my age, generation, goes, oh, Avon.
Right. Okay. So yes, very much so. A misconception. People say, oh, is that Avon? And we're like, no, it's actually an online company. So it's a bit like Amazon. You order your products, they get sent straight to you. They don't get packaged by a little lady.
And there's a lounge room full of boxes.
Yes, exactly. So it's a real misconception on the actual business. It's a misconception on what the products are. But I think we are getting more and more aware that there are other options out there to create an income, and at home-based businesses are becoming more and more well-known. And with a product that we have, it's incredible the results that people get with the skincare, with nutrition. And that's why I got involved. Mm-hmm. I used to have very bad skin. And once I tried it, I was completely floored. I'd been using products that were so over-marketed, completely overpriced and under-delivered. And I was frustrated. So when I found something that changed everything, I thought, golly, okay, maybe I'll look at this business, even though I was completely skeptical because I thought it was like Avon.
No, it's a pyramid scheme. I have to harass my friends.
Exactly.
And get them to buy stuff from me, and they'll never speak to me again.
That's right, Jackie. Mm. That's exactly what people think. And if they only understood asset income versus earned income, their mind would be blown, and a lot of people would walk through walls to have a business like I do. And I think that's the key thing is, you know, most people go to work 9 to 5 and they trade their time for money. But imagine working 20 hours a week but being paid for 200 hours because you're leveraging your time and you're creating a business that has that residual income. You know, when we look at retiring, we look, okay, and I did a bit of research, and they say you need to have at least $1 million in liquid assets, and that doesn't include your home.
So what's a liquid asset?
And a liquid asset is having that income that comes to you. For example, retail property, that investment. You have an investment property that pays. Most people don't really worry about retirement. They think, I've got just enough to live on this month, just enough to pay the bills.
And I've got my super.
I've got my super, yeah.
And there's a pension.
Absolutely. That'll see me right. Brilliant. Unfortunately, the times we live in, things are very expensive, and that just doesn't cut it anymore. So when you're looking at creating an asset income, which is something that you do once, you get paid for it over and over again. So on the one hand, we have our incredible products. I have an amazing network of consumers that go online every single month. They reorder their skincare, which they're going to be buying somewhere, but they found that ours is better quality, better value, lasts longer, doesn't have anything horrid. You would be horrified, Jackie, at what people are putting on their skin. Nutrition products, cosmetics, they order every month. It gets shipped to them wherever they are in the world. We operate in 7 countries. And I'll get paid every single time as a thank you. And I think word of mouth is so powerful. Like, you think of all the big name brands that spend millions of dollars paying a celebrity to advertise their products when we know they probably don't use them. Whereas I would much prefer to hear of a good book, a good movie, a good skincare, something from my friends that they've loved, I'm going to then go and purchase that. I'm going to then go and watch it. Like, if I was paid a dollar for every time I told someone, go and see The Greatest Showman, I'd be a millionaire already. Such an amazing movie. Another plug, there you go. But you don't. Whereas with a network marketing company, you do. You get paid for recommending a product that you use, that you love. So what basically we do is we share the asset income with people, and they decide to redirect their spend to a better product, stop what they're currently using, and share that with others. And that's pretty much it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds simple.
I don't say this business is easy. Oh my gosh. The challenges I've had. But I think, well, that's one of the best things about this business is the personal development. Like, I never thought this company would change me as much as it has. You know, I feel like I'm a better mum, a better friend, a better wife, because it teaches you life skills to grow into the person that you're meant to be. Like, I do believe we all have a purpose. And my purpose is to help people, whether it's through their health or their finances. But not everybody sees that. Mm. And I got a lot of dream stealers when I first started, a lot of doubters.
Bloody trolls, what do you do with them?
It's a tall poppy syndrome, well, isn't it?
You get that whole, oh, don't be ridiculous. It never worked. You know, Avon's been around for years, and yet Mary Kay, and they, you get all these preconceived ideas.
Absolutely.
So what were you doing before you got to superstar West Australian queen of cosmetics?
Well, I used to be a secretary, and that certainly didn't help me in the skincare business side.
But transferable skills, organisation.
Very much so.
Prioritisation, all of these things. I think we so frequently undervalue what we used to do and how much you learn along the way. And it's interesting for you to say how much you believe you've grown personally through running, you know, Arbonne as a business, because I think we underestimate how significant some of these, even small things that we do in our lives, and what we take away from those things. And sometimes it's, let's not do that again, or that didn't work. But that's just as valuable, isn't it?
Absolutely. You don't lose. You either win or you learn.
Was it Will Smith? He might have been quoting someone who said, if you're going to fall, fall forwards. So take the risk, but make sure that your journey is continuing with that.
Because you will miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I would rather be someone striving to be better in life than someone that's settling for a 9-to-5 job, just waiting for Friday to come and then dreading it on Sunday night, knowing that you've got to go back to that. Why should we live like that? Like, I have never traveled as much as I have with this company. I drive a beautiful white Mercedes that was gifted to me by my company. I love being around by positive people. Why is that bad? And it just shows people don't want you to be happy if they're not happy themselves. So,
but perhaps they believe there must be some secret sauce or something you're not telling them, because it's all, you know, or there's something underhanded or some sort of Ponzi scheme, or they just don't believe it because it doesn't fit their reality.
No.
And of course, no offense to anybody who is currently listening who is working in a 9-to-5 grind and can't see a way out of that. Everybody at the beginning of their lives does something just to pay the bills.
Totally. I was on that wheel. I used to go into the city, and after I had my two daughters, so they're 12 and 14 now, I worked out going back to work would be $20 a week better off. And my husband was seriously thinking he'd have to go fly in, fly out. And that is the reality for a lot of people. They don't have a choice, or they feel they don't have a choice. But
you think they don't feel they've got a choice because there's too much that they believe they're going to risk?
Yes.
I can't do this because what if I can't do it? It doesn't work. It was a magic
illusion. Or they have to spend all this time on it. Whereas I built my business up 5 to 10 hours a week, and most people can give up something. I did not have time for a hobby. I had time for a multi-million dollar business.
So you didn't think of it as a hobby. It's a side hustle.
Yes.
It starts as a side hustle. This is my real job. This is how I pay my bills. This is how I make sure my kids can have got school books and they can go to Scouts on the weekend and we can fit in a dinner and a movie once a month or whatever.
Yes.
But if I perhaps get up half an hour earlier or stay up half an hour later or decide to use my lunch break perhaps and just do this, which if you, let's face it, a lunch break, grab half an hour in 3 times a week gives you an hour and a half, gives you 2-3 hours a week, maybe Sunday afternoon rather than watching the footy, you've got something going on the side. Is that the sort of
absolutely
grab Jane. These pieces back?
Yes, 95% of consultants that build an Arbonne business, they're doing their plan A while they're building their plan B. And
or they're doing their plan B while they're building their plan A.
Well, Exactly. It depends how you look at it, I guess.
How does it go? What got me here is not going to get me there.
No.
So you've got to go, radio call. If I want something different, I've got to do something different. And you can't talk about it. You've got to behave differently.
Exactly.
So taking that action, that's your advice. Just work, carve out
yes.
4 or 5 hours and do something.
Whatever you're passionate about. And it might not be this. You know, it might be that you want to be an interior designer, but you can't find the way to do it because life is so crazy right now. Just take a moment, sit down, find your real passion and just take the first step. You don't have to get to the top of the staircase. Just take the first step on moving your life in a direction that you want, that you're passionate about. Because I say to people, I say, look, where do you see your life in 5 years' time, particularly financially, and are you happy? And also, if the main income earner in your household suddenly had to give up work for whatever reason, how long would you live on your savings for? And most people, it's about 6 months. And that's a really scary thought.
6 months. I think that's pretty generous. Well, there's a lot of people I know.
Not even that, maybe.
Particularly small business owners who couldn't, if they suddenly fell out. Because technically we've got these businesses, but in all reality, we're actually running a practice.
So true. You never have time off. It's the overhead.
But if I stop doing what I do, my business, in inverted commas, doesn't function. Now, Arbonne is different than that. Why?
So I have a lot of family, obviously, back in England. If something were to happen, I could get on a plane and go because I'm in control of my business. I decide when I work and where I work. And if I've got my phone and I've got a Wi-Fi, I have a business in my hand. And I'm so grateful that I was actually asked to look at this. And I'm very thankful to myself that I was open-minded to take a look because I could have easily said no. But I educated myself and I thought, if I can just build this consistently, and that's the thing, Jackie, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's 4 to 5 years consistently working your business will pay off. But look, if you're in it for $500 a month, I can show you how to do that in 6 months. But if you're in it for $50,000 a month, it takes a little bit longer than that. But
funny that. Like any business. Okay, so you were telling me before we started recording that you have been running it a particular way. You've been talking about your products. You've been selling the products, which is obviously the foundation of your business. And that obviously got you a reasonable distance. And I'm assuming you're saying, well, this is great skincare. You should try it, as you would expect network marketing to do and to share. But you've just been to this conference.
Yes.
And you've come back with a completely different head.
Absolutely.
What changed?
I was standing in, it was a bit like standing because it's like a concert when we go to conferences. But I was in the convention
it doesn't
centre.
Sound wrong at all.
2,500 people. And every single speaker stood up on stage and said, are you proud to be a network marketer? And I had to say no. And not because I didn't love what I do, but because I let other people's opinions buy into what I was passionate about. And it was then that I made a decision that I need to be a proud network marketer because this industry, once people educate themselves, can change lives. And so it is my belief that one person, one family at a time, I can help the health and wealth of them because not only do we have an incredible industry, like as a business owner, I don't have to worry about marketing, stocking, inventory, nothing like that. I just have to worry about sharing the opportunity and we have incredible products as a vehicle.
Right.
Because they sell
themselves. All you're doing is saying, hey, did you know this exists?
Absolutely. We have a money back guarantee. So if people aren't happy, but that's what I was doing for the first 5, 6 years of my business. I was like, oh my gosh, this product's amazing. And I was earning a great income, but I wasn't leveraging my time to the fullest.
So you were that person who walks in and says, I need a new computer. And the guy talks to you about it's got X number of gigabytes of this and that. And you go, yeah, but can I do my photos on it? Yeah, there's a mismatch there.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing, Jackie, is to get to know somebody. Because Arbonne is for anyone, but it's not for everyone. You know, some people don't want to do this, and they're absolutely fine. I want to get to know them. I want to build relationships and find out whether it's the business suited for them or is it the product. Or maybe they can just refer me.
Or maybe it's both.
Maybe it's both. Absolutely. It's their needs first. And I think when you come from that place, only good can come from that. So I'm a big believer in building relationships and helping people. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Okay, so what is the first step? If people want to get involved in something like this, be it Arborne or something similar from a network marketing model, I'm assuming they all run, to a certain extent, a similar way. I mean, you hear a lot of various products which have been sold over the years.
Absolutely.
Which work on this model.
You want to look at the current trends. First of all, you need to be passionate about your product. You need to love it. Is it to do with health and wellness? That is the era we're living in right now. Is it online? People want access to things really easily online. And I think that's probably one of the things that Avon didn't catch up to. Mm. And it was really sad when their doors closed, but it was just evidence that times are changing.
But it was a business which gave, homemakers is the wrong word, but you know what I mean.
So
it,
many people opportunities.
It changed,
absolutely.
Changed a generation. Yes. And it became part of me growing up. As soon as someone goes, bing bong, someone else would go, Avon calling. It's the branding
definitely,
that goes with that.
Definitely.
And it's the Kodak story. You don't change with the market. And so, such a shame. It was nothing.
So many examples of that that have not moved the time. And Arborne is officially number one global for healthy living inside and out.
Brilliant.
So no other.
I love that, inside and out.
Yes.
Great.
We come from that holistic approach because your gut is your second brain. So that's why we have our incredible nutrition program that I'm becoming a real advocate for as well. So I think by helping people with their health, they refer others and it just snowballs, really.
So if they're looking for something like this, they need a good solid product, not a fly-by-night, all of a sudden fidget spinners or something like that. A good solid product that you can honestly and truly yourself get behind.
Yes.
You're not trying to market it because you believe in it anyway.
Yes.
Okay. So that, then an online marketing platform so
yes.
that people can access it easily. They don't have to ring you. They don't have to fax you a form. They don't have to do anything. Then easy access.
Easy access. And I guess one massive thing is the people to have that support. You know, to be a part of the conference, to be surrounded by people who want to help you, whether it benefits them financially or not, is very unique. You know, in the corporate world, I never got a thanks for staying behind and working extra time. I didn't get paid extra time. In Arborne, I get appreciated so much and thanked so much for helping people in my team that I've been able to help financially or health-wise. And, you know, there's so much negativity in this world, Jackie. It's just nice to be sad. Part of, I feel, a movement. You know, people want to know, how can we be happier, how can we be healthier, and they want to help each other do that. So that's massive for me. If I didn't have the support of the company and the team, I wouldn't be doing it. Definitely not.
And there's not a 1980s big hair wide shouldered power suit to be seen.
There isn't.
Well, that was a definition of success when I grew up. That
yes.
was what we aspired to be. And it's so different. The world is so different. We're striving for such other things. I think something like this is a great solution for people. You can juggle life and family and be in control of the world, which is something which is the illusion of small business. But people who run a traditional small business know that that's just a myth, complete and utter myth. I think the other thing we miss there, just listen to what you're saying, is as well as those essentially fantastic things which you're looking for, is drop shipping. Do not end up with a lounge room full of products that you cannot sell.
Absolutely. It's the worst thing in the world.
So with you doing it with the Arborne model.
It gets sent straight to my client, which I love. Absolute love. And sometimes I, you know, have extra stock for the person that runs out of their eye cream and is desperate, and that's fine. But the fact I don't have to stock my house with
the garage and the lounge
yes,
room.
And that's happened with family members before with other businesses that I've watched. It's something that I don't have to worry about, that headache, you know. And something I didn't mention is that my kids are seeing me do something that I'm passionate about. And I'm a real advocate with them. I want to lead by example and, you know, for them to see that anything is possible. So, you know, for anyone listening who is not happy for anything in life, you know, we only get these opportunities once. Do something that you've always wanted to do and just take that first step, because you won't even recognize yourself in a year. And I think a lot of people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in 5 years. And it's that slight edge effect. That's an incredible book, by the way, Jeff Olson. It's doing the little things.
We'll put that in the show notes, yeah.
Which is doing a little thing every single day to create massive results. And you need to have that vision. And that's what I've got quite clear on from last week.
in the last week. See, this is new, breaking news.
I know. It's so exciting.
Okay, so if people want to talk to you more about this or any sort of marketing model, I'm assuming, well, I can see you drinking chai latte, so I know that you do coffee. This is good, not some strange green smoothie thing.
I have those every now and then as well, Jackie.
How do they catch up with you?
So they can give me a call, 0423 180621. Or just contact me through District 32. There's no obligation. I do just one-on-ones. I offer free samples. And my biggest thing is to educate people on the products and the business. And then it's up to them if they decide if they want to go ahead with either.
Thank you. Brilliant to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. I've loved it.
Have to do this again. Thanks, Bella.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.